Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show, the Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Hello, hello, and welcome, welcome, everyone. I am your host and one of the producers of the Lizzie T Radio Show. And don't forget our TV show as well, as we are also on YouTube. My goodness, Happy New Year, everyone. Happy New Year. This is the first show. We are back after being off for a week. We, well deserved, by the way. We are so excited to be back here today. My goodness. It is cold here in Toronto, Canada, as you can probably imagine. My guest is nice and warm and cozy in beautiful Florida, and I am so jealous, but it is what it is. Our Canadian weather, actually, it's been pretty nice until yesterday when we got about 5 centimeters of snow, which is not too bad compared to our friends in other provinces in Canada. And the weather, again, it was -2 yesterday. Again, it's not too bad compared to some other friends where they're experiencing -20. Oh my. So I feel for my friends in Alberta and Manitoba and one of those and Saskatchewan, beautiful Saskatchewan. So again, Happy New Year, Happy 2020. My goodness, I cannot believe the time is going by so quickly. It feels like it was yesterday where we are here, celebrating 2019, and it's a new century, it's a new era. It's oh my goodness, I am so excited that we are, for the last 4 years, we're continually having our show and having amazing guests, whether it's authors, entrepreneur, business people, or even singer-songwriters. And to talking about that, everyone, don't forget that right after my interview, we have our musical section. So for you singer-songwriters that would like to have a little bit of extra exposure in 2020, we are welcome you to send us your MP3. The email is show@lizzyt.com. And we love a variety of different music. We do not discriminate. We love gospel, my favorite, and rap and jazz, and the list goes on. Just want to make sure I know every year, every day, I sound like a broken record. It has to be PR rated. We do not play songs with profanity. And so I'm so excited to be able to get new songs this year. We had a variety. Our inbox was completely full, so we had to open another email, a little bit of extra bandwidth on our email because of all the MP3s that we receive. And our shows are booking completely solid the month of January, so looking for guests in February as well. So send us your email. And talk about sending your email, we're looking for sponsors, everyone. We have two sponsors as always. We have a renewal with Natasha Bridge-Mahan. Thank you so much. And Nita Nova. So throughout the interview, I will be playing words of our sponsor. It's just a minute each. And thank you so much for sponsoring the show. And one of the other things that I wanted to mention, too, is that being a brand new year, we are bringing a brand new section. And I want you to give me some feedback, whether it's through social media, as to what kind of section you would like to see or would you like to hear on the Lizzie T Show. So bring your ideas. We'd love to interact with you and talk about interaction. Make sure that you do like us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And we have signed up on TikTok. Yes, we have. There's got to be social media presence. There's nothing you can do about that. Sometimes people don't even have a website, which we do, by the way, LizzyT.com. And if you hashtag LizzyTShow, you notice that we are pretty much everywhere on the internet. And TikTok has been our latest, where we do a little funny things and we talk a little bit about the show, talk about our guests, things, jewels that we have learned from our guests, which I think is very, very important to be able to give back and to kind of show little things that you have learned from other people to share with this beautiful world that our creator has created. Okay, I think my housekeeping is pretty much taken care of. My guest is patiently waiting on the other line. And love to bring him on. So let me read a little bit about his bio. We have right now, and I'm hoping I'm pronouncing his last name properly. I know he will correct me. Stefan Roots is definitely a European last name. He's retired colonel and author based in Florida. He is dubbed by Vigilance Radio, and also he's done many other things. He's written this amazing book that we are going to be talking about, which is actually very pertinent to the situation in Canada. I believe more in Canada than other parts of the world. We have an aging society here in Canada. Some of the provinces, like I just mentioned earlier, Saskatchewan and Manitoba, has one of the highest aging community in Canada. So the book, by the way, is called Meeting the Needs of Elderly Population, and it's an Atlas Planning Manual, which is, oh my goodness, I am going to devour this interview because this is information that I personally love to find out more about. And he has done a lot of research. Obviously, there's a huge need, and I love people that is able to bring needs to this beautiful world that our Lord has created. And we love to find out where we can get this book and what else can it teach us and all that good stuff. And well, let's welcome Mr. Stefan, and I'm not going to pronounce his last name because I hate to butcher, to the show with a wonderful, wonderful round of applause. Hello, hello, Stefan, and welcome, welcome to the Lizzie T Show. How are you doing this evening? I assume it's for you. I forgot to check the time.
Well, it's a happy new year to you, and it's Stephen Rutz is the name.
Stephen Rutz, thank you so much. And if I'm not mistaken, in Florida, you are pretty much an hour behind or an hour ahead or 2 hours ahead.
No, we're even with you in the New York timeline.
Perfect. Awesome. That is phenomenal. So, Stephen, let's talk about this amazing book. And this is such an important topic today. I mean, my goodness, as you heard earlier, Canadians have the highest, especially in the middle provinces, we have one of the highest growing elderly people in the country. And I noticed that your book is so important for people to prepare, which a lot of us don't do. We think that we are going to be young forever. We're going to be in our 20s and our 30s and our 40s, and that's all that's going to happen. I mean, unfortunately, we're not here to stay. We have to have a plan. So before we get started on your book, I'd love to ask you, Stephen, tell us a little bit about yourself, a little bit about your background.
Well, I had a 27 year in the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. And that took place really after I got out of college. And the next thing I know, I got so interested in what I've been learning through my assignments all over the world that I went to work in the Beltway around Washington, D.C. for 8 years. And then ultimately, I got tired of driving around the Beltway for an hour and a half one way to get to work. And I said to my wife, "You ready to retire? I think we need to go south." So that's how we ultimately wound up down in near the Patrick Air Force Base. Since I was retired, I could use the commissary and the base exchange, and they hired me as a consultant to help them with their recompete for monitoring rocket launches out of Patrick Air Force Base. So that's where I was to the age of 70. And then, at that point, we were in Rockledge, Florida, when all this happened. And we have now moved up to a continuing care retirement community in Orange City, Florida. And I just turned 80 here 6 months ago.
Well, happy birthday. Happy belated birthday. So Cordell, one of the things that I find important, I do have a lot of friends that their parents or even their grandparents are into the military and they move. And I heard that you have moved about 22 times in your lifetime. How did your kids take it? I assume you do have kids. I mean, you talk about your lovely wife. How did your kids take the move every time they settle in a place or you guys are, you know, loving it and taking part with the community and you got to pack up and move again? How do you think that affected them?
Well, it's interesting that you bring that question up because when we were in Heidelberg, Germany for 6 straight years, I got extended after a normal 3-year tour, 1 year at a time. And our 2 children that were 2 years apart, our son, he graduated 4 full years in the Heidelberg Department of Defense High School. And then I got another year, and now our daughter's got 1 more year to go. And she says, "Dad, can you get 1 more year?" Well, we got both of our kids through their 4 years in high school and in the military. That's almost unheard of, that for the kids to stay 4 full years during their high schools at the same school. So, yeah, God works in the way he works, and he's blessed us mightily.
Yes, praise the Lord about that because you're very, very blessed because honestly, my friends and people that I talk to is usually 6 a year at a time. For your kids to be able to spend almost 6 years in one place and be able to finish their education, at least part of their education continuously, must have been such a blessing for them and good for you. You know, praise the Lord on that because it's one of the things that, you know, God gives to the ones that seek and bless them. That's awesome. So one of the things that I wanted to ask you, Stephen, is this book is, I mean, you are very fortunate. You're very blessed that you work who you work with because you're able to prepare for retirement in a different way that most of North Americans are not able to. What triggered you? What inspired you to write this amazing book to help the rest of populations that don't have the kind of retirement that you're receiving from the government right now?
Well, in January 2011, we were given a call by friends that we had met in 1997 when we moved to Rockledge, Florida. He was retired Air Force, while I was retired Army, as I've just indicated. And it turned out, while they were now in their mid-80s, they were in a terrible medical shape. And all their friends out on the Vieira Golf Course had given up on them. The question was, will the military take care of military? Aside from medical formulation in the moment, they had no paperwork defining a health care surrogate or power of attorney designee within the family. It was a second marriage. All kids were out of state and clearly had no clue what was going on. For my wife and I to clean this family situation up required 3 straight months of 24/7 hours on our part. We learned in those 3 months more about what we didn't know about the elder year journey than what we did know. I went to my pastor and told him we needed to educate our senior population, as I suspected most of them were as ignorant of the situation as we were. Over 2012 and 2013, we conducted 6 3-hour symposiums where topic expert speakers came in to educate the audience. I videotaped all 18 hours only to conclude at the end that this was not going to help with forward planning. Why? By the time you got to hour 18, you forgot what you watched in hour 2. Secondly, each of the topics was addressed in detail in its own right, but the integration of these topics was not provided. Also, the acknowledgement of changing industry business models due to technology or medical breakthroughs was not addressed at all. Further, it's different strokes for different folks, and one size does not fit all. These collective insights stimulated the creation of the book as a planning document for the individual life journey. As a planning document, it has the framing of an Atlas manual. When one is making a life journey trip for vacation or business, you take the Atlas off the shelf, identify on the map where you will start and where you will finish. The path routes that you will take from beginning to end are identified, and side stops along the way are depicted for visitation. This book, Meeting the Needs of the Elder Population, has been designed to be used as a trip planning model in this regard. The cover of the book conveys this objective.
Wow, I really get the cover of the book now, because with the summary that you have given us, isn't that amazing too, Stephen, how the Lord works in a mysterious way, that through a friend, it took you 3 months to learn a little bit of what this rabbit hole, how deep it went, and 18 hours of recording. Obviously, even if you put a five DVD section, would not be able to cover half or give extent information to the audience how to capture, how to go about it, what kind of directions the manual had to be written, obviously. And good for you to be able to put a symposium together. Some people will just keep the information to themselves and or share with a friend, because you saw a friend struggling and not doing much about it, or just do as little as needed. And you went above and beyond, you know, praise the Lord for that. And you're helping the whole world. I mean, I'm pretty sure here in Canada as well, people can take advantage of this book for sure. One of the things that I'm really interested in, Stephen, is your audience. Obviously, we're talking about people that are very close to retire, or they're thinking about retirement, or people that are retired already. Would this book give them, that's question number one, so do not forget that. And would this book give them a guidance to plan better, or is more if you are in a situation, or it has a variety? Who would you say that is best targeted for this book?
Well, I begin the answer to this question with a generic planning challenge. How old are you? The answer to this question will trigger your enthusiasm for the subject matter in this book. Today, those in their 40s and 50s are too consumed with daily events to even want to consider the topics herein at this point in their life journey. Yet, as statistics continue to recycle in God's creation, the elder years end of the life journey calls for early attention. So how to get this message out to all stakeholders involved? Kids, grandkids, parents, siblings, to raise the need for appreciation of these issues early in life before the health crisis hits? The answer is word of mouth. Those of you, regardless of age, who see the utility of this book need to share your views with others accordingly. My personal experience with my generation, that's people in their 70s, has been very positive in that regard. However, it is the younger generation, not up for the topic, who need this topic in sight right now. Only your word of mouth will make it happen. To cut to the chase in this regard, I suggest you go directly to the last chapter 18, which I call Memorandum of Information Summary, to grasp an immediate context of how prepared you are for this aspect of your life journey. The life journey into the elder years reflects changes in quality of life activities constrained by health capability and the financial means to afford them. The retirement years are a notion in the mind of the beholder. One size does not fit all, and it is different strokes for different folks. Yet final trip events in God's will can show up at any time. Why should you need this Atlas manual? Before approaching the answer to this question, I will define an Atlas manual. An Atlas is generally a book of maps depicting nation states, their respective counties and cities. A manual is a handy book of facts, instructions, etc., for use as a guide, reference, or the like. This book is written in the format of an Atlas manual, showing how to prepare for life's journey final year trips, similar to how we prepare for a trip across these three states as we go to visit someone dear. Using this guide in this matter will be no different than if you were planning such a trip. May your journey be safe and successful as you reach your destination. Now, in this context, the answer to this question on why you should read it is targeted on four generational age groups, those in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s. While the answer is different specifically for each group, there is a commonality that runs for all. We are all engaged in a life journey that involves family trips that engage in activities outside the routine day-to-day of life, and which ultimately will end in a final trip, till death do us part. The focus of this Atlas manual is on planning for that final trip.
Awesome. Love it. Love it. For you good guys that are listening to us right now, and if you just tuned in and you wonder, who do we have on the show? My goodness, this is our very first show back after our long week. I say long because I miss you guys. We are here with Stephen, and he is one of my favorite subjects when it comes down to getting ready for your old age, getting ready to retirement, getting ready to have all your ducks in a row. I mean, we never think that this is going to happen. We never think that it's going to come, but it is. I mean, look at, I tell my kids all the time, they're very, very young and they're teens still. And I always tell them, honey, you got to prepare because you don't know. And, you know, one of the things that our author was saying is definitely word of mouth. So let's not forget to mention where we can find this book before we start running out of time. However, guys, if you would like to call us in and interact with us, find out a little bit more about some questions that I haven't asked yet, you can always give us a ring at 845-277-9288. If that's fast, let me say it slow. 845-277-9288. Remember also, our social media is open. So we're tweeting, Facebooking, and we are also on our Instagram. The address is facebook.com/LizzieTRadio, Instagram, The Lizzie T Show, and the tweet is The Lizzie T Show. I am so honored to have him today. He is a retired, a very young, elderly, 80 years old with us, and sharing this important information. Guys, I need to cut for a couple of words of my sponsor. Do not go away. I'll be right back. I'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Natasha Birchmohan, and I'm reaching out to every hardworking Canadian. The average Canadian spends most of their lifetime paying off their mortgage. What if you can have your mortgage work for you? More time for you, more time for your family, more money in your bank account. Contact Natasha Birchmohan and team, mortgage broker and qualified experts to help guide you towards financial freedom today. Visit us at bridgemoregroup.com or contact us at 1-866-553-7467 or just Google Natasha Birchmohan at Mortgage Intelligence.
Lizzie T Radio Show is sponsored by NatureNova.ca, where dreams, memories, imagination, and discovery soar. Nature Nova is all about wildlife adventure, outdoor discovery, nature interpretation, and image originality. Nature Nova offers dynamic nature programs and presentations for schools, museums, libraries, nature centers, and special interest groups of all kinds. Be sure to visit naturenova.ca and book your special program or presentation today.
Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show. The Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are.
Hello,
what you do.
Hello, hello. I'm back. I'm back, everyone. Yes, I do want to know who you are, what you do, contact info, anything new. We're speaking right now with an amazing author. This is, by the way, his second publication. So don't think that this is the first book. This is an experienced author, young author, which has put us to shame here because he is continuously giving back to our beautiful world, to our community. One of my favorite subjects when it comes down to be able to be ready for your retirement, ready for the end of that. You don't know what's going to happen. You know, God willing, we are going to be healthy and we are going to have enough to keep us going for the next, I don't know, some of us live until 90 or 100. One of the things that I wanted to ask you, Steven, is you follow the market pretty closely. How do you do it? I mean, I find that is a very challenging thing to do. How do you do it?
Repeat the question, please.
I noticed that you follow the market, the stock market, very closely. Is that one of the strategies that you use to be able to continue in your funds, your retirement funds?
Well, yes. I got involved with the stock market when I was in the New Orleans district of the Corps of Engineers. I got invited into a symposium. This was 1984. And it was a symposium by what today is known as First Command Financial Planning. And it was created by an organization of retired Air Force officers who woke up one morning 25 years before this and concluded that their pensions were not going to get them through their retirement years and that they needed to figure out how to get into the stock market and investment. Well, that led to the creation of what I was encouraged to do when I said, I got two kids in college. I don't have the money to invest in anything. And the advisor says, well, you can find $50 a month someplace, can't you? And I said, yeah, I can do that. And so I did. And that's what launched me into the stock market through their planning for me. And once the kids retired, I had all that tuition money that now had no specific target. So a bunch of that clearly went into our investment account beyond the $50 a month. And that definitely built the financial model up that we needed as we continued into retirement. And I talk about this as I'm talking about it now in the book.
Wow, and one of the things that I think a lot of us definitely needs help is not something that is very easy, but if we have a plan, we have a roadmap, a manual like what you're giving us right now, definitely it'll be a lot easier to follow those instructions. It's like a trip. You take is exactly what you were saying earlier. I do not want to forget, Stephen, to be able to share with the world, especially our friends in the States, where can people find your book?
Well, you can find it on Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Beautiful. So, by the way, guys, I will have a link on my social media, Facebook/Lizzie T Radio. There will be a link with the recording because this show is recorded. It's live, but also recorded, and you will be able to listen just in case you just tuned in and not sure what we're talking about. You'll be able to hear the whole thing, and there will be links underneath for you to be able to go to Amazon and Barnes & Noble and get your copy. I was reading some of your feedback and reviews on Amazon on your book. How does it make you feel that you were able to help so many people and people are giving you great praises?
Well, for those people who responded, and it's their comments that are up there on Amazon, I said they got it. That was the purpose of what the book was all about. But unfortunately, that just does not seem to be the drift in general because people are deciding that they're not ready to think about this stuff. They're going to wait until the crisis hits, and then it's too late. And my problem with that was that when I tried to first moved the book after it was published, I would go to senior citizen symposiums, and I'd sell one or two copies, and that would be it. And I had no idea what was going on. And finally, I happened to go down the street to one senior place, which was a focus for people who need help. And she says to me, "Steve, of all the people who come through our door, 98% of them are already in crisis mode. Your book is of no value to them. It's too late. They're looking for immediate solutions to their immediate problem for the immediate financial foundation that they've got. And they don't have a clue what to do, and it's too late for your book to encourage them." And that's what got me to think, oh, how do I get the word out to the other generations to get them to wake up as to what the heck's going on? And that led me to the four generations that I focused on. And I'll give you the four themes right now. The first is the 40s generation. Those in their 40s generally couldn't care less about their future journey or out years. Their lives are too full of meeting daily life demands. For them, the life journey trip could be next week, and they don't have a clue as to what that may be, let alone what to do about it. This Atlas manual introduces them to topics that all they need to know at this point is that stuff is coming. For example, kids' college education, financial demands tend to focus toward the end of this 40s generation. And scanning the manual provides insight into these topics that can now be addressed as the life journey continues and priorities refocus in a non-crisis mode. Now the Atlas manual can be taken off the shelf, just as the Trip Atlas is for any family execution, to meet the needs of that moment. However, one major point of emphasis in this manual is that initiating retirement planning from the financial perspective that you just asked me about needs to begin now. Every couple should be able to find $50 per month to begin the investment process. I did that 30 years ago to significant financial success today. Thank you, God.
I think you hit it right on the nail. And it goes, in my case, I believe that 40 is still we can still do better. We can still go earlier than 30. And I'm teaching my kids, they're teenagers, and I always say, you know, you don't have to pay rent. They're actually working. They're teens, but they're working. You can put 50% away for later on in life. You do not know, and they have a pleasure to be able to buy things cash, not put in credit cards and things like that. And I always say to them, think about your future. You're not going to be a teenager for the rest of your life. And if I can do anything, Stephen, to help and spread the word throughout my talk show, it's one of the things that I enjoy the most. I mean, that's one of the reasons I do the show, one of the reasons that God have put me here, to be able to help people to improve their life. And especially, we can go on and on about, you know, people with dementia. My father is suffering from that right now as well. And if it wasn't for my mom, wasn't for the family to be able to assist my mother to make financial decisions, I'm not sure where they would be right now. Praise the Lord, they're taking care, but that's throughout a lot of preparation. And I think, again, we need to start from even earlier than 40. And it's like you said, you know, they don't care. They live for now. And unfortunately, that does not last forever. Do you think, Stephen, that this book will also benefit the Canadian population?
Say that again.
Do you think your book will also be able to benefit the Canadian elderly population?
Absolutely. In fact, it can support people who can read English around the world, unless somebody wants to convert it into another language. And I've offered that opportunity up for anybody that wants to do it. But the point is that each generation is going through it's in the moment situations that are different from the last 10 years. For example, in the 50s, now the family trip has achieved midlife. Some consider this a crisis time frame as priorities are shifting dramatically in terms of quality of life activity and the resources to pay for it. Perhaps support of elder parents becomes an issue. You've just talked to that. Children are now out of advanced education, and the finances incurred for that endeavor are now available for other things, or maybe loans continue to be paid off. As the kids now take care of their own existence, the couple's budget, I emphasize budget, offers significant opportunities for readjustment to include career changes. Now, the $50 per month begun in the 40s generation can now be expanded significantly, particularly with a company's 401k program that will match your contribution. Why you need these insights and where you go with them is the purpose of this Atlas manual. And you go up to the next generation, the 60s, unlike in your 40s, with no clue as to what the last trip of the life journey might look like, you are now beginning to get an idea. You have the experience of your parents' situation as their last trip materialized and may still be going on as you read this. How involved have you been with them? Legal implications of powers of attorney and healthcare surrogates become major topics as they continue to age. And here, another major emphasis point raises its head for attention. Long-term healthcare insurance. Routine life insurance has been a part of your life journey, recognizing the need for immediate financial support should the breadwinner pass unexpectedly. You look ahead in this regard for your personal life journey final trip. You have continued to survive and now face other financial implications as your lifestyle decays in your 70s or 80s, if not next week. The financial retirement plan that you began in your 40s or not now becomes a major resource or not. This Atlas manual puts all of this into perspective to give you and your family insights now as to what may be coming, if not next week, certainly in the future years.
Guys, if you haven't paid attention at all to any of this, please, please get your copy. This book, it can definitely improve your life. It gives you a peace of mind. One of the worst things is to be able to feel secure of what your retirement or what your elderly life will look like. I speak for experience and have an elderly parent and helping them because there was a lack of planning. Just leave it as simple as that. I'm very transparent and not ashamed of it, but here it is, this beautiful book. It is on Amazon, and check it out. I will have the links, by the way. The name of the book is Meeting the Needs of the Elderly Population. It is an Atlas Planning Manual. You must get it. We need to spread it out. He was talking about $50 a month. Some of you, I cannot include myself because I don't do, spend a lot more, and a cup of coffee in a place that has the name that starts with the star. And if you add those every day a month, you probably are running into the $70 a month. How about we cut that down and put $50 towards your future, which, like our author said, could come next week, or it could become, you know, in late dates to come. And it creeps up to very quickly. I can say that I cannot believe I am going to celebrate a birthday in March, which has a number that I was not expected to get there, but that's all good. It's all good. Praise the Lord. I'm not complaining, and I'm not here to say anything. So, Stephen, I can't believe time is going by so quickly here at the Lizzie T Show. It's been such an honor, pleasure, privilege to have an international author with us here today sharing such an important message to all of you. We need to share it. This show will be repeated because it's a must. for all of you in Canada, in the States, and Europe, and Australia, all English speaking. And hey, if you would like to help out and translate in different languages, I'll contact our author. I'll leave his information. Any last word, Stephen?
Yes, I'd like to just give you a few sentences to wrap this thing up. I finished this interview with an acknowledgement of a Bible study that I attended 2 weeks after publication of the book. The subject matter of the Bible study was Pharaoh's dreams, where Joseph came in and interpreted what Pharaoh had dreamed. He said, "God is going to bless Egypt with 7 straight years of accomplishment and happiness. He will follow that with 7 years of decay and unhappiness. You need to use the good 7 years to prepare for the bad 7 years when they show up." This book is the current version of Pharaoh's dreams.
Well said, well put, and amen to that. Praise the Lord. Wow. Thank you so much. It's been an honor again. And we'll talk soon. Just hang in there. I'll be right back. And that was Stephen Ritz. My goodness, what an author. A young, lovely man with us, inspiring us. Look at his age. I mean, I want to grow up to be like him when I get older. It's amazing. It's amazing. And on that note, I will play a gospel song. It's one of my favorite gospel singer, Kaya Miranda. She is in LA. I had her on the show about a year ago when she launched this solo. It's called Higher, a beautiful gospel song. Enjoy it, everyone. Let's support our artist.
Yeah. I see a mother the bus stop, making her way to work. I see a young girl looking at a purse, dreaming about self-worth. But everything will fade, so let's call a spade a spade. This is temporary, temporary. Want you to carry me through the storm. I want to lift you up. Oh, full of poverty, and the businessman has been by. I want to lift you higher, higher. I want to lift you higher, higher. Shaking hands with the homeless at a corner by the bay. Never thought I'd hear a story instead of begging me for change. He knows he doesn't need any material thing. This is temporary, temporary. Want you to carry me through the storm. I want to lift you up. Oh yeah. In the city streets full of poverty, and the businessman has seen by. I wanna lift you higher, higher. I wanna lift you higher, higher. You gotta lose yourself, no matter what comes in your way. We gotta lift him higher. Want you to carry me through the storm. I want to lift you up. Oh yeah. In these city streets full of poverty, and the businessman passing by. I want to lift you higher, higher. I want to lift you. I wanna lift you higher, higher. I wanna lift you higher.
don't believe that you're enlightened. I'm a child. You can't tell your river from tears. Learn to smile. We are the ones we're waiting for. Don't need to search the stars.
One word is all I need. Don't let me run ahead.
That was a beautiful gospel song, Don't Let Me Run. Before that, we had Aaron Todd with the song Kiss Me by the Sun. We still have a couple more minutes, everyone, for more songs. And it's a little bit off season, but I think we should play Tidewater's Everything I Wanted For.
7 in the morning on a Saturday. Got nowhere to go. It's a holiday. Got nothing to do. So I'm gonna snooze. The smell of mama's cooking.
I don't see no red light, no stop sign. It's go time, sprint right to the finish. That what goes on in my mind, it's my turn to win it. I go so hard when I grind. Ain't no gold on the surface, so I gotta dig to find. And I'm so motivated. You know about dreaming and making it come true. Never been the type to give up on nothing. I'm too stubborn.
Even when I face death, I laugh like you bluffing. I'm smart, but I'm still rough. I'm start to the finish tough. My endurance come from watching mama, she ain't give up. I'm made from the same stuff, the same cut. I won't lie, sometimes I think this is too much, but I don't see no red light or no stop sign. It's go time, sprint right to the finish. That what goes on in my mind. I don't see no red light or no stop sign. It's go time, sprint right to the finish. That what goes on in my mind. And I'm so motivated. Showing I was made for this. Since a kid I've been knowing that my destiny is greatness. I'm through being on the wait list. No longer got the patience and my chance to really take it and make it. Everybody know that I'm real. If you really feel how I feel, it's the B.A.D. been in the field. Facing bullets that were killed.
I don't
but
see
I
no red light.
Goes on in my mind. I don't see no red light or no stop sign. It's go time, sprint right to the finish. That what goes on in my mind. And I'm so motivated.
And that was Motivated by Walt P. Thank you so much for submitting your MP3. And that's it for today, everyone. We are ending the today's show. Don't forget, we will be back soon with another show, another guest, another fantastic day. I'm your host and one of the producers of the Lizzie T Show. Bye-bye for now. God bless everyone.